Betty came by on her way. Said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime,
that's Nick Drake performing Riverman from his 1969 debut album, Five Leaves Left on Island Records. I can't believe I never heard this song before. I don't ever remember hearing it at Tower Records back in the 80s when I worked there, or from any of my record collector friends. I found out about Nick Drake quite by accident, through, believe it or not, the Swingle Singers. They're famous for doing a cappella versions of classical pieces. They had covered Riverman, and I heard it on the internet and fell in love with their version. This is my current favorite song from my current favorite album. And when I like a song a lot, I really get into it and live it and breathe it. I analyze it from every angle to make sure I do indeed love it. I then try to dismantle it to discover the mechanisms by which all this emotion is conjured up. That's what's important about music to me, the emotional payoff. Can it make you feel something? Some people have said that listening to jazz or classical can make you smarter. And I like feeling smart, but when a piece of music can move me to tears, that's a bigger deal than feeling smart. I found Nick Drake's version of Riverman on YouTube and was blown away that it was every bit as good as the cover. In fact, it's even better.
Betty said she prayed today the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure. For when she thought of summer rain.
And the whole album is just so good, so well written, so sensitively and confidently delivered as to become one of my top 10 faves of all time. As a musician, I've tried to live by these rules. Stay away from cliches, don't cover a song unless you can do it some justice, and don't ever cover Elvis, the Beatles, or Bob Dylan. Usually a covered song is not nearly as good as the original. I hate hearing a casual musician butcher one of my sacred cows. But in rare instances, a cover by a competent artist can capture all the inspiration of the original, and on some occasions, do it much justice and can even remove some of the weaknesses of the original. In this case, both versions are just fantastically wonderful. Nick Drake reminds me of Donovan. Here's Burt's Blues from 1966, 2 years before Nick Drake recorded his debut album.
Been looking for a good gal, but it's taking time. I've been looking for a good gal. I want to please my mind as well as my time. I've been singing in the evening, flying through the night.
The kicker in all this is the tragic backstory of Nick Drake's short life. Behind the wonderful songwriting and performances, there was a troubled young man. By the time he reached 26 years old, in 1974, just 5 years after the release of his debut album, he committed suicide. His mother found him lying in his bed, a victim of an apparent overdose of prescription drugs.
Fame is but a fruit tree, so very unsung. Never flourish till its stalk is in the ground. So men of fame never find a way till time is flown. Far from their dying day, forgotten while a year.
He had difficulty in forming meaningful relationships with people in his life. The one girlfriend he had, whom he sings so tenderly about in Thoughts of Mary Jane, said they were friends, but that the relationship was never consummated.
Who can know the thoughts of Mary Jane? Why she flies or goes out in the rain, where she's been and who she's seen in her journey to the stars.
This all reminds me of one of my other all-time favorite bands, Joy Division, and the equally troubled lead singer, Ian Curtis.
People like you find it easy, aching to see, walking on air. Silence, don't walk away.
another wonderfully inspired yet tragically afflicted artist. In recent years, Nick Drake has received some much-deserved attention. In early 1999, BBC aired a 40-minute documentary, A Stranger Among Us, in search of Nick Drake. The following year, Dutch director Joren Berkvens released a documentary titled A Skin Too Few, The Days of Nick Drake. And it featured interviews with the producer of Five Leaves Left, Nick's mother, and others that he worked with. Later that year, the Guardian newspaper placed Nick's second album, Brighter Later, as number one in its alternative top 100 albums ever. Recently, several musicians, including Lucinda Williams, Badly Drawn Boy, Lou Barlow, and Michael Ackerfeld, have cited Drake as an influence.
3 hours from sundown, Jeremy flies, hoping to keep the sun from his eyes. East from the city and down to the cave, in search of a master, in search of a slave.
Later that year, the BBC aired a radio documentary about Drake, narrated by Brad Pitt.
Don't you have a word to show what may be done? Have you never heard a way to find the sun? Tell me all that you may know. Show me what you have to show.
On Amazon.com, there's a wonderful review of Five Leaves Left by Alfonso Mangione. He says, on one hand, Five Leaves Left feels like the saddest CD ever. You can't fake these emotions. Every poignant lyric, every aching guitar chord, and every weeping cello proclaim that this is the voice of a troubled and self-critical soul. Has any musician penned a more convincing suicide note? I doubt it. Safe in your place, deep in the earth, that's when they'll know what you were truly worth. I'm sorry, Ian Curtis. Closer may come close, but nothing's more depressing than that. Still, this album is comforting in its melancholy. It doesn't leave you feeling suicidal, because you listen to it and know there's someone out there who has felt your feelings and given voice to your thoughts.
Time has told me you're a rare find, a trouble cure for a trouble.